Hello, my name is Aaron Dowd and welcome to the CPC English Podcast Series. This first talk will relate to the Leaving Cert English Comparative Study. Throughout this session, I hope to give you a brief overview of the section, along with some techniques to help you essentially crack the comparative. The comparative study differs greatly to all the other aspects of the Leaving Cert course. It involves a style of writing that needs to be practiced and refined constantly. Essentially, what you're being asked to do is compare your chosen texts under specific modes. The modes decided for the 2013 Leaving Cert are as follows. Number 1, theme or issue. Number 2, literary genre. And number 3, cultural context. I hope to provide a detailed talk on each of these modes later in the series. The comparative section of the course is called the Comparative Studies for a reason. You need to discuss and compare each text simultaneously. Therefore, one of the essential things you need to do is to connect your texts as you compare them. To do this, you need to use key moments to reveal similarities and differences that exist in each text. Unlike the single text, you do not have to have an in-depth knowledge on every aspect of the comparative text that you study. Instead, you need to use specific key moments to illustrate your ideas. And a key moment can be anything from a chapter, to a scene, to a piece of dialogue, or anything that you can draw comparison from in each of the texts. Therefore, one paramount component of the comparative study is the use of key moments to illustrate your ideas. However, using key moments is not enough. You also need to be able to link your texts and link your key moments to other texts. Comparative phrases such as similarly or likewise or in contrast are great to link up your texts, but it's not enough. You need to be more detailed, and you need to ensure that you use concrete comparisons in your answer. These concrete comparisons stem from your key moments and from the key moments that you highlight in each text. The more detailed a link between the texts means that you'll get more marks for it. So, using your words similarly, likewise, essentially isn't enough. You need to be far more comprehensive when you're choosing your key moments, so that when you link them up, they will glue together quite well. In order to do this, you should draw connections between individual characters, between the setting from each text, and the writing styles that the authors use, or the director, whatever the case may be. And establish how the circumstances are similar, but also remember to point out the subtle differences you notice. These differences will essentially add more depth and strength to your overall argument, so make sure you do not ignore them. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to the CPC podcast series. You stay classy.